This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As we move through the worst of the COVID-19 outbreak and try to get to the other side, we've been checking in weekly with the Washtenaw County Sheriff for updates on law enforcement and public safety in our community. With that in mind, I'd like to welcome Sheriff Jerry Clayton back to the WEMU airwaves. Thank you for the time today.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
We've seen a decline in the number of confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 in our area. Is that impact on your department going down as well?
Not really. I mean, we've maintained status quo from an operational standpoint. We're looking to see what the downtrend actually means in terms of operations. What we don't want to do is change our operation and all of a sudden the numbers change and we have to go back. So we're being patient and just watching what's happening before we make any real adjustments.
Have the early releases and distancing practices among the inmate population at the county jail proven effective to this point?
Yes, they've been very effective. Although we have occasionally we have someone that's infected or at least showing symptoms, our response protocol in conjunction with public health and our health care provider has really been effective. And to this point, knock on wood, we've had zero correction staff infected and minimal incarcerated individuals infected.
County Administrator Greg Dill is targeting June 1st as the day to begin offering in-person services for some county offices, including the treasurer and clerk's offices and the county court system. What conversations are underway about best protecting your deputies, other county workers, and the public as that begins to reopen?
So, again, looking at what's the best infection mitigation strategies, what information are we getting from public health, CDC, how can we strike a balance between opening up county government a little farther than it has been, providing essential service or direct services to people and protecting staff. So some staff will still work remotely. And in situations where there's in-person contact or at least interaction, what kind of barriers we put in place, making sure staff have appropriate PPE, making sure staff's educated in a way where they can deliver the service without endangering themselves. So we're still evolving a lot of that.
And it will be an evolution that continues for months to come. Our conversation on public safety amid the COVID-19 crisis continues with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on 89.1 WEMU. There is a new report out from the Anti-Defamation League that shows Michigan is number two in the Midwest in the number of anti-Semitic incidents, trailing only the state of Illinois. Have you seen any increase in the number of such incidents in our community?
No. I haven't looked at those data specifically, but I haven't received any reports that those numbers are going up. It would not surprise me. And so we see a couple of different incidents
ethnic intimidation cases.
Yeah, but more importantly, a number of different kinds of cases, from domestic violence to child abuse, those numbers going up because they're getting reported. But we may see ethnic intimidation, these type of cases may be going up, but they're not reported yet. Because of the disconnect, because of how it's occurring, we may see that effect after we start to open up a little bit more, people are more comfortable in making contact with government. We may start to see those numbers had actually risen, but we haven't seen it to this point.
Now, we have, in other portions of the country, seen members of the Asian community report being targets, the subject of blame, because coronavirus originated in China. Obviously, you're not seeing those numbers yet. If someone is experiencing that but is afraid to reach out, what is your advice to them?
So actually, I'd say, look, call 911. That's the first thing to do. Call us, make contact with us, report the situation, and let us help determine whether that's actually a crime or not, how they should respond. I think that's the best strategy. We always tell people, if you have a question about whether you should call law enforcement,
call.
Then you just answered your question. Call us and let us figure it out. Don't try to figure it out by yourself, or don't suffer in silence.
You mentioned that there has been an increase in the number of calls for domestic violence and child abuse, and obviously that's disturbing. But overall, has the stay-at-home orders kept crime levels down?
Yeah, overall, numbers are down. A lot of it, remember, Dave, is when we get crime data, it's because of self-initiated activity, right? Our staff making direct contact, a lot through traffic stops, which really evolve into other situations. So because that activity has been down, Are we expected to see the overall numbers down? And now as the warm weather's occurring and people are starting to engage more out in public, we expect to see those numbers to creep back up.
Has there been any recidivism among the inmates who were released early to help prevent the spread of COVID-19?
That's a great question. We're tracking those numbers. I'll say this, you know, part of the criteria for a number of the individuals that were released early was telephone reporting or reporting. They had to report in, and because we were doing distance, we did a lot of it through telephone. We have a 96% compliance rate. So we're crunching. I'll get some numbers today to see if we've had people actually reoffend to come back in jail. If they have, it's been really, really low numbers. So to this point, I'm really confident saying that we have not seen any kind of spike, any kind of significant increase related to the people that were released earlier.
You're going to be holding another Facebook Live town hall event this evening, this one with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell and Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget McCormick. What do you want to learn from them this evening?
So from the Congresswoman, what's going on in D.C. and how might that impact us here locally? So, you know, the House just passed legislation, or I think it's called the HEROES Act.
Right, a $3 trillion relief bill.
Right. And a big part of that is aid to state and local government, which will be essential to us as we come out of the health part of this whole crisis. I'm really interested in her really sharing with us what's the potential of not that particular legislation passing, but what will be the compromise when they go to Senate? What is she looking at? What has been some of her conversations around small business? So really giving us a lens from a D.C. standpoint and how it impacts us locally. For the Chief Justice, she's been really active in criminal justice reform, and she stayed active in criminal justice reform, especially in the face of COVID-19. So I'm really trying to get her lens, two things. The Michigan Supreme Court is who advises the courts in terms of how they should function. So what advice has the Michigan Supreme Court given the local courts? What might we expect in terms of how courts are going to open? And the other thing is, what does she envision in terms of some of the impact on the virus around some criminal justice reform? And I'll just add the last piece, David. This will be the last Facebook Live we do for a while. We really were just trying to get information out, and as things have sort of stabilized, we'll step back. But if things start to change again and we believe that the public needs more information, then we'll start them up again with the appropriate individuals.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. As you well know, Governor Whitmer is in the middle of a court battle to maintain her right to issue executive orders while the state is in the midst of emergency. We are not sure how that is going to play out, but we do know auto plants are getting back to work today, and slowly and surely the rest of the state will begin to reopen. That means a lot more people out and about. What will be your enforcement protocol for social distancing and wearing masks in public?
So it'll just stay as it has been.
Okay.
Let's observe. We'll respond to calls for service. We'll continue to engage and educate. Overall, the public has been really cooperative. People want to be safe. You've seen all the national polls, David, that over 70% of the folks don't want to open too quick, don't want to put themselves and others in jeopardy. So we're just going to maintain status quo. We will start to increase contact in the form of traffic enforcement. More people on the road, the more dangerous driving gets, and we have to be active to make sure that the roads are safe.
With that in mind, Sheriff Clayton, every single time an officer pulls someone over, there's the potential for danger. Now, more often than not, nothing happens, but the potential is always there. Now, infectious disease is in added danger. So, if pulled over, what can we do to make sure officers are as comfortable as possible and the interaction is brief and polite?
My advice would be what it always is. Stay in your car, keep your hands visible, no immediate movements. Answer the officer or the deputy's questions. If you have a question, ask that question. The deputy will respond when it's appropriate to respond. The deputy just wants to see what's going on. They want to be as safe as they want you to be safe, so cooperation is of the utmost importance. And if you have an issue with how one of our staff has interacted with you, in the moment is not the time to challenge that. Ask for a card, ask for the name, and then call us and report it. We'll look into it. But right then and right there, let's get the interaction to be safe, secure. secure, you go about your business, and then the deputy can go back to serving the community.
If we happen to be wearing masks in our vehicles and a deputy pulls us over, do the officers prefer we remove them before he gets to the window?
No, keep the mask on. If the deputy wants you to remove the mask, they will ask you to remove the mask. If they need that for identification, they will ask you. Again, we don't want a lot of unusual movement in the car as we're approaching the vehicle. So just stay still, hands on the steering wheel, let your window down, and then the deputy will provide the lead in terms of what that interaction should look like. Don't try to anticipate it. Don't try to suggest. Follow that lead. Again, he or she wants to be as safe as they want you to be safe. They should be wearing their mask. They'll ask you to remove it or to take it down so they can do a visual, and then you just respond to their request.
Sheriff Clayton, thank you as always for the time. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Have a good day and be safe.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. You can join Sheriff Clayton, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, and Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget McCormick for a Facebook Live town hall at 6 o'clock tonight. For more information on this topic and all access links that you'll need, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.